Blog Talk Radio.
But know this, that battle ain't over yet. You still have some battles to go.
because you are a king, you are a queen that reign in your life. And understand this, it's time to get it started.
I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams.
If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running towards your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself, because that's what life is about, stretching and challenging, looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. It's necessary that you go for what is yours in the universe. Logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, like living your dream and taking charge of your destiny, you've got to be an unreasonable person.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
If it's hard, why do people do it? Why do they do it? People who climb mountains. Why would a Nelson Mandela give up 26 years of his life? Why do people do that? Even though it's hard, it's worth it. It's worth it. The people who go after that stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
Live your life with passion. With some drive.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We're talking about what we always talk about here on Friday. It's Victory Friday. We say stand up, take a bow, pat yourself on the back, flex your muscles, do what you do to celebrate right now. High five somebody if you need to, because you made it through the week. Yes, you did. You made it through the week. You made it through the week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, slash your soul, and your whole body. And it's important for us to take time, take a moment to acknowledge what you have accomplished for this week. We here as a company and here at Million Dollar Idea Network, we've been greatly blessed both with opportunity and with people who've seeded into our organization, and also people who just listen to our organization. So I am greatly humbled. I'm taking a moment to say thank you to them and all those who want us to get across the finish line, those that want us to get us to the top of the mountain. I just want to say thank you. And also want to say thank you to those who don't want us to get across the finish line and don't want us to get to the top of the mountain. because any good story, any great story has to have a great villain. So you have to have the pros and the cons, and you have to have the sun and the rain, and that's how the Lord made it, because he knows who you truly are, but you don't know who you truly are until you have to go through something. Once you go through and come out the other side, you're a little bit closer to recognizing what he sees in you. And it's important for you to understand that he sees the beginning, the end, and the middle, and because of that, he wants the best for you at all times. But you have to want the best for you at all times. It's not what you feel like. It's not a flesh thing. It's a spiritual thing. You will get through what you need to get through on the strength of your spirit. So if your spirit is based on cupcakes, that's the spiritual strength you have. But for today, we're saying that you have that spiritual strength of the lion, the heart of a lion, that you will get through. You will get to the other side. And if you're going through hell right now, keep walking, because it's got to rain sometime. The sun's going to come out. The sun always comes out. And understand this. It's not about the fear. It's about the choices we make. Fear is a choice. Fear is not real. Danger is real. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. It is Victory Friday. And let's see what we have here. Want to make sure that everyone gets to do this. Give us a moment here. Again, I want to thank everyone. I see a bunch of people just popped on right now. I'll say thank you very much. Also coming up later this week, we're going to have our first interview. It's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. We'll have that information updated for you on Monday and let you know. And we'll be introducing our technology partner in that process, and that information will be updated on Tuesday. And perhaps we'll be talking about what we're talking about. We want to thank them for becoming part of the dream, part of the message, and in that process. Also, we have another service part that's coming out and also be introduced this upcoming week. Also, we have some special series this weekend. We're going to have a special show tomorrow, and we're going to have a special show Sunday night for the family. So we're going to have a special Sunday night for the family at 7 o'clock. And again, we're talking about what we always talk about here on the Million Dollar Idea Network, because it's important for you to know that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit and your whole mind, and because of this, you deserve to have the applause right now. So if you need to stand up, put your hand on your back, give someone a high five, this is for you. Yes, you deserve the applause you got through for all the family members, for all people in families, all the people out of families, whatever you're going through right now. You made it through the last 7 days. That is something to applaud. The next 7 days haven't taken place yet, but we'll worry about that tomorrow. Today, we're celebrating because it's important to celebrate. Why is it important to celebrate? You have to recognize and encourage what you're going through and how you've gone through it. And it's from glory to glory to glory. This is one of those ways to feed your mind, feed your spirit, to acknowledge that you are working. It may not look like you moved an inch, but you moved several microcentimeters. But you're moving in the right direction. If you can't tell, as long as you're moving in your purpose, in your vision, in your dream, you're moving. Once you made up in your mind that you're going that way, it's done. So, one other thing I want you to do is for Victory Friday, I want you to do some dreaming. That's important. It's important for people in life to dream about the things they want to do. If you dream about taking a cruise around the world, why don't you go to a website? Check a website and see what you need to do, what you need to have in order to take a cruise around the world. And that's not going to be a one-week cruise. I can assure you that. But a cruise around the world. If you want to fly, is there someone out there who wants to be a pilot? Why don't you? Or if you just want to own a plane, why don't you go look up and see what planes are available for you? If you want to own an island, and people do own islands, individuals own islands. So why don't you take a look at the website and see what type of islands are available for you? If you want to teach your children at home and have enough money in the bank that you can teach your children at home and get them far, far above the grade, take a look at it, what it takes to do that. Take a look, take a moment. Let's see here. Let us Google. Actually, let me use it. We use DuckDuckGo search. And that sounds funny. We're going to take a moment. We're going to Google best small business jet. If that's the kind of thing you're into, I do want to fly. I believe I can fly. But we're going to take a look at some jets here. Do this. It's important for you to dream. It's important to bring into reality, speak into reality your dream. If you want to fly, say I want to fly. But look into it. Find out what you need to take to find out to become a pilot. Find if you want to own a boat, if you want to go on your own boat around the world, look at what kind of boats are needed that can go around the world that you can drive, that you can skipper, that you can captain. Bring your dreams into this realm. It's important. Have yourself a dream wall. Have yourself a dream wall. I know several people I've worked with in the past, and currently they have a dream wall, something they look at every day. That dream wall is their testament to where they're going and why they do, one of the reasons why they do what they do. So it's important for you to have a dream wall. Again, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/MillionDollarIdeaNetwork. And also, we'll be announcing later in the program when we're going to be doing our kickoff for our first show on the radio network, which we'll announce what network that is next week. We're going to have a date for our first show, and we're very excited about that. We still have a lot of work to do, but, you know, things you work hard for are things that are worth it, that are in your life. And so it's very important. So we're going to take a quick moment here, and we're going to do a thing called Words of Encouragement. Words of Encouragement. A famous words of encouragement from Franklin D. Roosevelt. Encouraging words: when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. So that's practical and encouraging. So if you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. That's by Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now there's another one here that I do want to mention. Let me bring it up here. If you've made mistakes, there's always another chance for you. You may have a fresh start any moment you choose. For this thing we call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down. I got one here. This is a good one. It's very short. It's a Japanese proverb. Fall 7 times, stand up 8. And we can take it out. Fall 15 times, stand up 16. But anytime you fall, understand this, you have a responsibility to get back up. And that's why we're celebrating Victory Friday, because you got up during the course of this week. Someone just said helicopter. So if you want to, someone texted me a helicopter. If you want to fly helicopters, go look up the best helicopter that you want to have to fly. It is important for you to bring your dreams into reality, into this realm. Because you're not going to find anyone to say, well, yeah, go ahead and buy a helicopter. You're ahead and go and buy a jet. Go ahead and buy, you know, that 15,000 square foot house that you put all the family in and do a family reunion in anytime you want to. Make your wall your dream wall. And then as you get each thing, check it off and take a moment to celebrate. Be thankful for the process, and for the victory. That's where all the little victories count, because all the little victories add to one huge victory. We're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here this Friday on May 1st. The victory is already yours. Just walk in it.
Yeah! Let's go!
Acknowledge you did it this week. We're not going to say next week could be easier. It could be easier. But know that whatever you went through this week, you got through it. So take a moment, take a time to acknowledge that fact and give yourself some applause. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Today is Victory Friday. Yes, you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. Yes, that is something to celebrate in your life today. It is critical. It is important for you to understand the little celebrations will also bring you through. They will encourage you in life, encourage you in spirit, encourage in your mind, and encourage in your body. Yes, you are making progress towards your goal because you're going to get across the finish line, because you're going to be at the top of the mountain. Because you made the choice to do so, it will be. Yes, here. It is time for war. And understand that war is going to be orchestrated by yourself and executed by yourself because you're a king or queen that reigns in your life today. But understand this. You have to be intentional in the process, in your progress, and where you're going. It's time for war.
Today, right now, you are going to war. You are going into war with your opponent. You are going to war with yourself. You are not scared. You are prepared. You are not weak. You are a machine, a freak. Are you focused?
I am focused. I am focused. I am focused.
Yes, you are. You are focused and you will not lose sight of that. Not today, not tomorrow, next week, or next year. Repeat after me. Today is my day. No one will get in the way of my dreams, of my growth, or my desire to be the very best in my chosen field. Yes, I said the best. No one has the right to take the mantle from me. I will sacrifice until I reach the very top, no matter how hard it gets. No matter how many times life beat me down, I will get up every time. I will fight tooth and nail. Desire, drive, determination, and fire, they burn within me. I will not back down. I will not relent. When my body screams no, I will scream louder. Yes, give me more. Push me harder. Because I know my courage lies in my heart. My heart is stronger than my body. No one has a stronger heart, a stronger mind. 10,000 men, and I will defeat them all with my heart alone. I am focused. I have the heart of a lion, the strength of 10, and the bleeding desire of 1,000 men. I am prepared for battle. I am prepared to soar. Come at me. I dare you. It's time for war. Respect is not given. It is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me. My desire wakes me. My purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire. My family is my fire. My greatness is my fire. I don't need others' opinions. I have my own opinion. I have my own heart. I have my own dream. There's nothing I cannot be, do, or have. No one can tell me what I can or can't do. I decide what is possible for me. I decide what path I will choose. I will decide what sacrifices will be made. What people will walk with me. What people I must let go. I decide how big my goals are, how crazy they might seem to ordinary people. I am far from ordinary. I don't pick average anything. I am anything but average. I want more, I will be more. Because I will give more, more effort, more pain, more sacrifice, more heart, more courage, and what comes next, more reward.
I will choose. I will decide what sacrifices will be made.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We're talking about what we always talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. And because it's Victory Friday, we're taking a moment to say, yes, you did a pretty good job this week. Not just a pretty good job, but a great job. And there's some other quotes we're going to be talking about here. We're going to talk a little bit about Muhammad Ali. We had him recording on him. He did when he was at age 35. We talked about time. We're going to talk about it a little bit next week. Also, one of his greatest quotes I always remember, he's going to show you how great I am. So you need to show the world how great you are. That is the process. That's the purpose why we see Victory Friday. Show the world how great you are. Now, it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some pain. But anytime you exercise that muscle, it's going to work all the impurities out so you can get stronger. But show the world how great you are. I was watching an interview with Keanu Reeves, who you know, who's done various movies, and he's primarily known for The Matrix and The Matrix series. Sat down in an interview, and the person that was interviewing him said, oh, you were the one, that was the one that we talked about in the movie. You're the one to save everybody. And he said, you know what he said? He said, we are all the one. So you're the one. You're the one that's supposed to save your family. You're the one that's supposed to stop poverty. You're the one that's supposed to stop the craziness in a life. You're the one that's supposed to stop the family curse going to the next generation. You are the one. And you already know it. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Unquestionable, beloved, it's professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing the lyrics like a throwable blackjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac, Brains Mac, soloist, having Coca Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this bag. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang.
Thing. My little.
Welcome back to the show for victory in your life. Welcome back to the show that tells you not to quit. Welcome back to the show saying that you're going to make it and you're going to be able to tell everybody you made it because they're going to see that you made it. Again, welcome back to the show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. And we just played Heavy D and the Boys because you're no longer part of the 5%. You're no part of the 95ers. You are part of the 5%ers. Yes, the 5%ers are intentional in their life. The 5%ers have picked a direction, a goal, and understand it's become their destiny and their purpose in life to achieve. It's not because they're doing it just to do it. They're doing it because they have to do it. That's the difference in purpose. That's the difference in just getting stuff. What you have to do is the purpose in your life. It becomes a have to. Not a maybe, not a sometimes. It becomes a have to. Why does it become a have to? Because that vision, that destiny is already engrafted in your DNA. You know it. There are people out there right now that are listening to my voice, know they're supposed to be doing something and they're not doing it. But today, we're celebrating everyone because they know this. And they're taking that first step forward. It's important for you to take that first step forward. You believe your dream. You believe your vision. You believe your destiny. You believe your purpose. That's why you're moving. That's why we celebrate here every Friday, the victory for you, because everyone else is not doing that. We call that the 5% song you just heard. You're doing your own thing. You're swimming against the current. You're going against the tide. Because you want an extraordinary life, you cannot do ordinary things. You have to do extraordinary things. You have to do others that people aren't doing right now. And you're doing that. That's why we say on Friday you have the victory. You're being intentional about what you feed your spirit, intentional about what you feed your mind and your soul, being intentional about what you feed your body, because the body is the temple. Yes, you're being intentional, and because of that, you are successful. And what's our definition of successful or of success? It is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Now, earlier this week, we talked about Earl Nightingale, and he talked about the nightshade and corn that you can plant in your mind. Your mind is that fertile soil. When you're intentional about what you feed it, it's going to give you great rewards. It will reap you 100 and 1,000-fold. You use your imagination. Whatever problem is right now, look at it from every possible angle. Let your imagination resolve that issue for you. And don't let any idea that comes to your mind be crazy or think it's crazy, because it could be the solution. It could be the result. It could be the answer that you've been looking for. So don't stop believing. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and we're talking about what we always talk about here. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back. It is Victory Friday today here in the United States. Victory Friday all around the world. Today is your victory. And we're going to do it again for all those who got through what they needed to get through. Put your hand on your back. Clap your hands, give yourself a high five, which is a hand clap, or give someone else a high five and understand that you deserve this. And we're talking about today victory. Again, we'll be on this weekend. We'll have our morning show tomorrow. We're also going to have a special Sunday night show for the family, because we're going to be starting a series for the other original family, and we're going to be going forward with that. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to be soliciting a lot of information from around the world about families and fathers and mothers and children, their roles and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to get biblical. It's going to get political. It's because the family is the key. The family is the key to society. The family is the key to the future of the world. It's important for people to understand that dynamic. And the correct teaching for that goes forward. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting across the finish line, getting you to the top.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. I said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about you achieving where you believe you're supposed to be. Right now, you're not getting paid enough. That's a fact. You know you're not getting paid what you're worth. That's another fact. But the fact right now is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay where you are right now? Or are you going to reach for the stars and hit the moon? I say reach for the stars and hit the moon. And you will be where you want to be in the time frame you're supposed to be in, but you got to believe. And that's why we're saying today, you believe that you're going to make it. You believe that you're supposed to be at the top of the mountain. You believe that your family is going to be healthy, whole, and wise. You feel, you believe that your faith is strong enough, is stronger than a mustard seed. Greater enough than having just enough faith and a mustard seed to move a mountain. You have enough faith right now to move mountains. But you got to believe. And I'm saying you believe today because of that. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be back with our final commentary for today. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, a radio show here in the great state of North Carolina. Number, we're going to do our safety briefing for the weekend. Again, when you cross the street, look both ways. Hold hands when you cross parking lots, and always check the bathrooms before you have to send your children in or go in with them, matter of fact. Also, there are a lot of dangers out there right now. Just be mindful that you have the protection of our Heavenly Father because you believe and what he has done for you in your life. It is critical for you to acknowledge and recognize that. I thank our Heavenly Father every day, every moment, every second, because if it were not for him, I would not be where I'm at today. And that's live with my eyes kicking. And know this, that literally millions of people did not get up with you today. So you have a destiny to complete, you have a vision to fulfill, and you have someone that you're supposed to save today. Be mindful whose path you cross, because they may be angels, but also they certainly could be demons also, so be careful. That's your safety briefing for this weekend. Now, our final commentary for the day. The victory is yours. Believe in your mind today. Make up in your mind today. Make up in your spirit today. Make up in your body today. That is lining up and going in a direction for your vision, for your destiny, for your purpose. Once you do that, it's a done deal. It's done. It's complete. You've already won. Because 95% of the people that you meet today will not have done that. 95% of the people you meet tomorrow would not have done that. So So now you are part of a select few who know the direction you're going in, knowing what life is truly about. And it's not about the stuff. When you do the right thing in business, the right thing in your spirit, all that gets added unto you that's needed for you to complete your purpose. Be mindful who you treat and how you treat them. Because there may be angels sitting at your table. There may be angels coming into your door to ask for your business. Be mindful. But know this, wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through right now, whatever you've gotten through right now, there's no way but up. There's nothing, no matter how it starts, it has to end in victory. Your victory. It is your time. It's for your passion, for your life. I want everyone to have a great weekend. Get your rest and dream the possible dream. Also, put your dream board up. Put your dream wall up. Look at some of your dreams in reality, in real form. If you want a boat, a yacht, a ship, look it up. See how much it costs. If you want to buy an island, I tell people this all the time. I want to be able to go out my backyard, get into my plane, fly to my island, and rest and relax. And then on my island, get in my ship or boat and cruise where I want to cruise. You should be able to do the same. That don't have to be your dream, but if you want to do that, go ahead. Well, look at the things you want to be part of your dream. Look at the things that you want to be part of your reality. I think last week we talked about you putting together the ultimate schedule. Put together the schedule that you want to have for the rest of your life. If you want to get up at 10 o'clock, get up 10 o'clock. If you want to get up 4 o'clock, get up 4 o'clock. What is it you want to do during your day? You want to go down and work in and bless other people who are less fortunate than you? Do you want to work for them for free? You want to go across the world, across the country, and be a voice of vision for hope and prosperity? That's your vision. You can do it. Look into the things for your dream wall. Create your dream wall. Also create your dream schedule. Because you can do this. You're supposed to do this. You have already won. And for today, that is all I got. This has been a CAS Copyright 2006. God loves you. I love you. Him on your side. There's no choice but to win.